growth of greens. What kind of different kinds of
greens? Turnip greens is probably the best greens to grow. There was collard greens and mustard, all those grew. The turnips always seem to be better.
Mm-hmm. You like greens?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I like turnips.
Now, I like turnips, but I don't like greens.
I like turnip greens. And I like turnips.
But they're bitter, aren't they? Aren't the greens bitter?
Not turnip greens. Now, there are a couple of greens that are mustard greens are bitter.
Oh, that's the worst.
Mustard and collards.
Yeah.
Collards are tough. Some people can cook them where they don't be tough and not bitter either.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that mix turnips and mustards and collards together and you come up with a different kind of green.
Yeah, I don't think it's good. But, well, I mean, if you like
that
sort of
thing.
Ooh. But I had mustard greens and they were bitter. Never had collard greens.
I had
turnip greens and they were, yeah, they were bitter too. Maybe that's what fixed
rice. I have a friend of mine that picks turnip greens. She always
puts
sugar in
them.
Maybe that, you know, I never questioned about why she put sugar in the greens. And it must have been, she had the same taste that you got.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been bitter.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a person that grew up putting sugar in their greens.
Uh-huh. Smart. Well, if I ever decide to try greens again.
What do you like, spinach?
Yeah, I'll spinach, all right.
Yeah, I really like spinach, ball eggs, and, you know, chipped bacon, that spinach.
Yeah, that's good.
Wish I had some there.
Yeah, I like fresh
spinach.
What is that, like bacon crumbled on top, you know, and that's really good.
But I only started eating fresh spinach after I got grown.
Yeah, me too. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I don't think I ever had fresh spinach cooked even when I was a kid. It was only canned spinach, which isn't anywhere near good. And I didn't like it when I was a kid.
Well, I ate spinach when I was a kid. And my sister started making, you know, fixing spinach with boiled eggs and the bacon. And I sure wish I had some good liver now, too. Cash, liver, and spinach. That sure would be good.
I can't wait to go somewhere
and get something to eat. Yeah, it's one of my favorite foods, and I haven't eaten in a long time. And you just made me think about it.
Cornbread, would it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be good.
It would be good. Let's see. Oh, yeah. We call that stuff on the outside of corn that you have to off, you know?
Oh, we call it corn shuck.
Okay, and what do you call that stuff?
It's
sticks out the top.
It's
white, yellow stuff.
Oh, that was some kind of hair we used to call that stuff. And I can't tell you the name of it. I haven't used the word in such a long time. I've forgotten what it is.
That's not spending a whole lot of time thinking about.
Yeah.
Unless you happen to
corn silk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You got to pull all that off,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
What all different kinds of nuts did you have when you were growing up?
Peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Pecans. I thought it was a darnest thing when I heard pecans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, darn.
No, really.
I know people can say that.
But, you know, like here in Dallas, pecan trees just grow wild all over Dallas County.
Yeah.
But peanuts, pecans, Brazil nuts, we used to call them nigatos.
Yeah, yeah. You all call them nigatos too?
Didn't know nothing else to call them.
That's funny.
After all, you know, where did we learn to talk?
That's right. I figured maybe y'all call them monkey toes or something.
No, it's nigatos. And that was a walnut.
Yeah.
Walnuts were good, too.
Okay, well, a walnut, you know, it drops off the tree. It's got this green thing on the outside. And what do you call it?